Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The district attorney for Broome County, where an alleged gunman killed 10 people and injured 3 others in Buffalo, gave more details on an investigation into disturbing comments the defendant made a year ago. Phoebe Taylor-Vuolo of member station WSKG reports the DA's insisting law enforcement followed procedure and could not have done anything more to intervene.
DA Mike Korchak says school officials alerted law enforcement after the alleged shooter made comments about murder and suicide. The police took him to the hospital for a mental health evaluation. Korchak says the evaluation found the defendant was not a risk to himself or others. He says law enforcement could not have known the defendant would carry out the attack a year later.
Trying to read people's minds and things of that nature, that's why I feel that the state police did what they had to do.
Police could have requested a red flag order that would bar the alleged gunman from purchasing firearms. Korchak argues that would have been difficult to back up in court. For NPR News, I'm Phoebe Taylor-Vuolo in Binghamton.
The results from yesterday's primary elections are showing something of a mixed bag for candidates supported by former President Donald Trump. Trump's pick for the GOP race for the U.S. Senate prevailed in North Carolina, Ted Budd easily winning there. But his pick in Pennsylvania, Dr. Mehmet Oz, remains locked in a tight fight with Dave McCormick. In the PA governor's race, another Trump-backed contender, Douglas Mastriano, defied even his own party's efforts to deny him the nomination. Mastriano spread lies about the 2020 vote count, but still won with a commanding lead. President Biden departs for South Korea and Japan tomorrow. It's his first trip to Asia since taking office. NPR's Asma Khalid has more.
Biden plans to meet with the leaders of South Korea and Japan. He'll also participate in a meeting of the Quad, which includes those two countries, plus India and Australia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says this trip,
it will show in living color that the United States can at once lead the free world in responding to Russia's war in Ukraine, and at the same time chart a course for effective, principled American leadership and engagement in a region that will define much of the future of the 21st century.
To that end, the president plans to launch a new Indo-Pacific economic framework while in Tokyo. It's an attempt to show the U.S. role in the region as a counter to China's increasing influence. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
U.S. officials say an uptick in COVID-19 infections they've been seeing could get worse in coming weeks, resulting in more people being advised to again wear masks indoors. Rising levels of infections and in some areas hospitalizations are putting more areas of the country under guidelines. They call for masking and other precautions. One of the worst days on Wall Street in some time. The Dow at one point down more than 1,200 points before slightly recovering. The Nasdaq fell 566 points. This is NPR. In the first war crimes trial held in Ukraine in connection with Russia's invasion of that country, a 21-year-old Russian soldier has pleaded guilty to killing an unarmed civilian. The officer, Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin, could get life in prison for the shooting of a 62-year-old Ukrainian man. The Russian soldier is being prosecuted under a section of the Ukrainian criminal code dealing with war. Ukraine's prosecutor general has said her office is looking at cases against 41 other Russian soldiers for alleged war crimes, including bombing civilian infrastructure, killing civilians, and rape. As the efforts of thousands of firefighters battling flames across New Mexico are complicated by fierce winds and drought, from member station KUNM, Nash Jones reports on another factor also slowing their work. Drones.
Fire officials are calling on the public not to fly recreational drones near New Mexico's raging wildfires. The plea comes after a drone in an area under a temporary flight restriction halted air attacks on the Cerro Pelado fire burning near the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Kevin Brown with the U.S. Forest Service says even small drones endanger firefighters.
Most airplanes and helicopters are not designed to survive any sort of an impact.
He says 5 helicopters dropping water on the fire were grounded for about an hour.
Drone incursions on the fire area prevents them from continuing to fight fire.
The Forest Service warns residents that interfering with firefighting activities is punishable by as much as a year in prison and a fine of up to $20,000. For NPR News, I'm Nash Jones in Albuquerque.
Crude oil futures prices followed stocks lower, oil down 2.5% today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.